A Capital City artist has just released a book of his Sarah Palin political cartoons. Tony Newman's work is as much about Juneau and Alaska as it is about the former governor and vice presidential candidate. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld sat down with the award-winning cartoonists whose work is published in the Juneau Empire to learn more about his political art.
Tony Newman flips through his new book and stops at an editorial cartoon from the fall of 2009. It's inspired by Palin's appearance on The Oprah Winfrey Show, where she said Levi Johnson, the estranged father of her grandson, would be welcome at her family's Thanksgiving dinner.
It was at the same time that he was mulling over posing in Playgirl magazine, so I have him sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner with the Palin family, and he's not wearing any clothes, and she's thinking to herself, Oprah, this is why I wasn't sure if having Levi over was a good idea.
That's just one of the many scenes set in Newman's book called When Sarah Palin Came to Town. It's history as well as comedy, beginning with her 2002 try for lieutenant governor. That was the year Frank Murkowski topped the GOP slate, and the book also chronicles his administration.
When Sarah Palin came in, I didn't think that there could be any more color than Murkowski had provided, but obviously, as events turned out, it was a pretty exciting and dramatic time for Alaska.
Most of Newman's cartoons first appeared on the editorial page of the Juneau Empire newspaper. Others were created just for this book to fill gaps in the story. He had no trouble coming up with the images.
As far as being a subject to draw, she's fun. She's got big dark eyes and that mountain of hair that she likes to pile up on top of her head, surrounded by the thin framed glasses.
Newman signs his political cartoons as Toe, his childhood nickname, and it was during his early years that he developed an interest in cartooning. He loved to draw, and one day, when he was 4 or 5, he came across the cartoons published in The New Yorker. He didn't understand the magazine's sophisticated and sometimes surprising approach to humor, so he took them to his mother.
I watched her face as she read them to me. To trying to look at her reaction to see if these were funny, because they were clearly supposed to be funny, you know, a dog talking to its master or something. And I remember asking her, is that funny? And she said, yes. And I said, why aren't you laughing then? And she said, because it's not that kind of funny.
He continued drawing as an adult while pursuing other work, and he eventually decided to freelance some cartoons. He penned images for 3 Juneau weekly newspapers before moving to the Daily Empire.
All of us in Juneau are familiar with Tony's work over the years and feel that he's got a real good, solid take on things.
Nancy DeCherney heads up Juneau's Arts and Humanities Council. One of its artists panels awarded Newman a small grant to help him further his work. DeCherney reads from the panel's recommendation.
They said, in spite of our own Sarah Palin fatigue and against our better judgment, we are pleased. If it can be a community event, laughter and healing will be wonderful to work through this.
Newman knows a lot of people have written about, commented on, or parodied Palin, but he says he brings a different perspective.
I wanted to make a book that I wanted to read based on the reflections that I knew were real, and the reactions that I knew were real based on being an Alaskan citizen and based on being a Juneau resident.
Newman's distributing his book in Alaska and through his website, sarahpalincartoons.com. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.